Thanks for being here. I am your host of Metaphysical Living, Reverend Tiffany Ruiz. This is a show about practical application of all things spiritual. Sometimes we may see a spiritual guru or a religious teacher and think we like their message, but don't have any real way of applying it to our daily lives. This is where metaphysical living comes in. Sit back, put your feet up, grab a cup of coffee, and join me today as we discuss faith. Ah, faith. It is a curious thing, isn't it? How many of you out there listening did what you did today purely on faith? Surely you went throughout your day on faith. You had faith that your alarm clock would wake you up, that your clothes would fit, that your car would start, faith that you would arrive at your destination safe and sound, and faith that bridges would not collapse. In fact, you may not have even consciously thought about any of these things. You just had faith that it would be so. What is faith exactly? Are you faithful or faithless when it comes to your own spirituality? You see, it's one thing to be religious and to follow doctrine, but it is quite another to be truly spiritual and live spiritually with faith. Faith is knowing that your thoughts and expectations are already a reality. That sounds a bit like the law of attraction, doesn't it? If you think it, it will happen. All you have to do is just believe, right? Ah, that is where many of us fall short. Faith is about so much more. To have faith, you have to have the understanding of what faith is. It is not a quote-unquote belief. It is an expectation, a reality. Have you ever heard the expression, keep the faith? What does that even mean? Well, faith itself has two definitions. To have complete trust in someone or something, or to believe in God with no proof. John 2, verses 17 and 18 says, "So, also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." And what he's saying is that we must provide action for the faith to be fruitful. Look, it's not enough to sit and meditate and visualize something coming to fruition. It's not enough to pray to God or the universal consciousness to manifest your desires. If we remain inactive, all the faith in the world will do us absolutely no good. We must provide action for the faith to be fruitful. Have you ever been on social media and seen a friend? We all have them. Every one of us has at least one person like this, complaining about their life. Nothing ever goes right. They can't seem to find or keep a job, a boyfriend, whatever. They ask for money, or they may go the roundabout way and ask for prayers for money. And they may doubt the law of attraction. They may post atheist-leaning posts, right? Well, how can there be a God when I can't get a job? Or, you know, all these terrible things are happening. These same individuals post the exact same thing year after year. They claim to take action, right? But I'm looking for a job. I've applied a million places and no one wants me. These individuals, yes, they are taking action, but they have no faith. They're throwing shade on themselves. They are putting negativity out into the universe, into the universal consciousness. They believe that when they apply for a job, they will not get it. They justify it when they turn in their applications. You know, as they're turning in their applications, they're thinking, oh, I'm overqualified. I'm underqualified. They won't like me, on and on. So they're self-sabotaging their own efforts. It's not enough to have the faith or to take action, but you have to have faith in the action that you take. We are one with the universal consciousness. God, if you're more familiar with that term. Marcus Aurelius, Roman emperor, philosopher, from his Meditations publication, tells us in chapter 12, verse 26, when you fret at any circumstances, you have forgotten a number of things. You have forgotten that all comes about in accordance with the nature of the whole, that any wrong done lies with the other. Further, that everything which happens was always so in the past, will be the same again in the future, and is happening now across the world. That a human being has close kinship with the whole human race, not a bond of blood or seed, but a community of mind. And you have forgotten this too, that every man's mind is God and has flowed from that source, that nothing is our own property, but even our child, our body, our very soul have come from that source. That all is as thinking makes it so, that each of us lives only in the present moment, and the present moment is all we lose. Wow, that's some powerful stuff, right? Love philosophers. Love Marcus Aurelius. And I know that I forget from time to time that my essence is one with yours and every other humans on this planet. Yes, we are all connected. The good, the bad, the ugly, the whole lot of you. We're all, every one of us is connected. We all come from the same source. I tend to worry over things I have no control over, and I even worry about those things I do have control over. I have a tendency to immediately think of the worst-case scenario. I forget to stop. I forget to take a deep breath and trust in the universal consciousness. I forget that I have no control over the lessons I am given, only what I learn from those lessons. But we all forget, and we are human after all, with souls apart from our spirit. But if we can remember to stop, to quiet our minds, the answers, the solutions will come to us through our spirit that is one with the whole, the universal consciousness. Those answers, they're already there in our minds, what we need to do. And we just need to get beyond the worry. That is faith, the knowledge that we already have the answer, the expectation that it is already so. The expectation that we know what to do, that we will be shown the way. Now, let us not confuse asking for a miracle with meditation for answers or solutions. Because when we place 100% of our faith in God, the idea of an outside source, and that's what most of us think God is an outside source, that we are not connected to God spiritually, but that we are his children and he is a father that can tell us what to do. But that's a whole other topic. But when we place 100% of our faith in God to provide the solution, we are absolving ourselves of any responsibility. Seriously. So what do we say? Oh, well, Jesus died for us, so God, you got this. No, you are still a part of the greater consciousness. We have a misconception that God will provide for us physical objects that magically appear, that he will cause employers to come looking for us and just offer us a job out of the blue, that he will cause our bills to be magically paid somehow. You all have seen that commercial, right? That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. We are the miracle we have been searching for. We just don't realize it. Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, this doesn't mean that Christ will perform miracles. It means that you are a part of Christ and you have the ability to do all things. And I don't want to get into any rabbit holes here, but what I do want to emphasize is that to find the solution, you have to open your mind. You have to be open to the messages you receive. Be open to new ideas, new paradigms. Do not dismiss any ideas that come to you, no matter how silly they may seem. Those silly ideas may lead you down a path that you need to be on to achieve your end result. You have to have faith in those ideas. those ideas came from the universal consciousness, from God. Call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Jeremiah 3:33. Once you have those ideas, you need to take action. Go out and make something happen with the faith, with the end result that you want. How simple is that? Meditate on your question, your problem, your issue, whatever you need help with, and the answer will come to you. Believe in that answer, believing that action that results from that idea will result in your desired results. When you had faith, your alarm clock would wake you up. You had faith because you said it the night before. When you had faith that your car would start, you had faith because you put gas in your vehicle. Have faith that the solutions you have are a part of you. They're a part of your universal consciousness. Have faith that the outcome of your actions will be your desired result. Whew, that's good stuff, right? Now, with this in mind, let us take a moment to center ourselves, get into a comfortable position. Put your feet flat on the floor, your arms and hands to the side or in your lap. And close your eyes and turn inward toward the center of your mind, the point within your mind that is one with the universal consciousness. Taking a deep breath in and exhale. Good. Deep breath in and exhale. Good. And one more time, fully grounding your body and your soul, connecting with the universal consciousness. Breathe in, hold it, and slowly release. I affirm and acknowledge that I am one with the universe, and when I still and quiet my mind, no problem is too big to be overcome, because I receive guidance from the universe itself. The Christ mind within me always knows just what to do, and I am open to those messages from my Christ mind. The God power within me is greater than my self-doubt and ego. Those things have no place in my solutions. When I am open to receiving the answers from the universal consciousness, with this in my thoughts, for this realization, I give thanks, I let it be so, and so it is. Good. And slowly just allow your consciousness to shift back to the outside world. Shake out your hands and your arms, wiggle your toes and scrunch your nose. Good. All right, so how do we translate this to our everyday lives? Obviously, we can't go around meditating all day. Can you imagine being at work and telling your boss who needs an answer right then and there? Gee, I'm really not sure what the best direction to go is. Can you give me a minute to meditate? Life doesn't work like that. Granted, some companies have what we call wellness rooms with yoga mats, soft music, exercise balls for the purposes of taking a 10-minute break throughout your day. But you can't very well excuse yourself from a meeting or interaction with a customer to use the wellness room, can you? No, you have to be able to think on your feet. You have to be able to think very quickly and trust that the answer you are providing is correct. And you have to have faith that you know this, because you already have the answer somewhere in the recesses of your mind, because again, wait for it, we're all connected to the universal consciousness. Think about this. What about ideas? Have you ever racked your brain on something? Thought and thought and thought about something, trying to come up with the best way to do something. Spent countless hours worrying and frustrated because nothing was coming to you. You were thinking too hard. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, when you stopped thinking about it, there it was. The perfect solution. Yep. It was there the whole time. You just needed to quiet your ego, your negative self-talk.